Saturday has always been my favorite day of the week. It's the day I do laundry. It's the day I vacuum. Hell, it's the day I do all my chores. By day, I'm Amelia Bedelia. By night, I put on my favorite dress and pretend I'm Heidi Klum about to strut down a runway. But it's never a runway. It's just me and my ladies on a sidewalk walking up some random club. I'm so glad I have them by my side all the time. And I'm so glad that they can keep up with me when it comes to tequila shots in a dimly lit place. Sometimes, all you need is a shot glass, a lime, and the two greatest friends in the world.
Alrighty, ladies, here are your two kale salads and your two cold brews. Thank you for coming to Lady Bird Cafe. We hope to see you again. Have a great day.
So should we sit over here?
Sounds good.
What's up, by the way? I know you usually like to stay very independent during the day on Saturday. However, this lunch you wanted to have caught my attention.
Oh, Sarah. I don't even know where to begin.
What's going on?
Well, my date with Jameson was an utter disaster. I'm only kicking myself for waiting almost a week to tell you about it. I think I just needed to process everything.
That bad?
Yeah. He's been calling me nonstop to try and apologize.
Apologize? For what?
He was so outrageously cocky. And he took me to Perch.
I love that place. Matthew actually used to take me there a lot.
Yeah, it's the perfect place for a date. I just never thought that it'd be a perfect place to have a fight.
A fight?
Yeah. I started out by judging his business, but it's because he kept going on and on about this huge project he was gonna take on. It's like he was trying to impress me with his money. Then out of nowhere, he decides that the best way to make a conversation would be to ask me about my transition. He acted like I'm going to be some open book.
Nat, I can't believe he did that. I'm so sorry. I know he was just trying to make honest conversation on a date. However, that's inappropriate.
Amen to that. My God, the only way I know his middle name is because it's all over his realty paperwork at my work. I just wish this guy was nothing more than a piece of paper to me.
I think it's a little too late for that. Are you at least going to take one of his calls? Even if it is to tell him to get out of your life?
I haven't taken one yet.
There's no time like the present.
Come in. Hello, Charlie.
Jack, hi. Sorry it took me a while to get back here. I had to do a quick change. April and I were practicing a routine for tonight.
Good for you. Too bad April will be the only one showing people what you two have practiced.
Excuse me? Look, my mom died. Yes, I am sad about it. However, I can do my job. I don't need more time off.
Charlie, I'm sorry your mother died. I really am. And looking back, I have cut you some slack with the time you took off. But I'm sorry to say that you are under the wrong impression. I didn't call you in here to be your therapist. I called you in here to discuss the fact that because you took off so much time, we lost quite a lot of money over the weekends and throughout the weeks. No dancer is quite as popular as you. You know that. I know that. But you do not understand the fact that your time off...
Fucking stop.
What?
I'm not going to let you babble on and on anymore about this. I took the time off that I needed. I was a mess. I love this club, though. I love my job. But I also love taking care of myself. And I was in a dark place, Jack, and I still am. But I am here, less than a week after spreading my mom's ashes.
Charlie, I'm sorry your previous boss mismanaged this place into the ground, and that you've had to put up with me for the past 2 weeks. And I do feel sympathy towards your situation, but I'm not about to toss aside the checks of 15 other dancers, all because you can't keep your emotions in check.
Why is it that when a woman goes through something, she's labeled as emotional, but when a man in your age group goes through the slightest inconvenience, they are labeled as strong? I'm over it. I'm standing here trying to show you that I am gonna work my ass off for you. Yet here you are, just sitting there eating a smelly ass hot dog for lunch and twiddling your dick mittens as you judge me for taking care of a family matter? I'm over it.
Charlie, you need to watch what you say right now.
Or what?
Or you will be fired.
Fired? fine. Go ahead. Do it. See if I care. Newsflash, I don't.
Fine. You're fired.
Fine. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, wait. Be careful.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you for catching me. Why is your floor so slick anyway? I get it. I almost tripped in 7-inch heels.
They just waxed the floors earlier this morning. I'm just lucky I caught you.
It's the only nice thing you've ever done for me.
You know what? Still got you in my arms.
What's happening right now?
I think I want to kiss you.
You just fired me.
I know.
Damn you, Jack Hunter. Go for it. Kiss me. And then follow through.
Seriously?
We're wasting time talking.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Vamp Shoes. How can I help you today, miss?
Hello. I'm going out with my two best friends tonight, and I need a pair of shoes that will blow them away. I saw those white sandals with the black side buckle in the window. Do you have them in a size 8?
Oh, yes. Those are specifically called intentionally blank clear and white. And I actually do have them in a size 8. Let me grab them for you.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm sorry to have eavesdropped, but the salesperson actually just grabbed me a size 9 in the shoes you're wanting. Do you want to come and at least see them up close?
Sure, that'd be great.
Wonderful. They're right over here.
Oh, wow. They really are beautiful. They'll go great with my dress.
You're a very beautiful woman, so I'm sure they'll look great on you no matter what.
Thank you.
By the way, before you go try on the shoes, do I know you from somewhere? You look so familiar.
I apologize. I don't recognize you. I'm a very busy woman, though. I'm a dentist's wife. I go to a lot of charity functions and all that stuff throughout the year.
Wait a second, that's it. I recognize you from a function. Your husband had shown me a picture of the two of you at some dentist thing last week. If I am not mistaken, you are Sarah Von Hollander, right? Isn't Matthew your husband?
Yeah, that is correct.
Good. I'm glad I recognized you. It would have been so awkward had I not gotten this right.
Yes, it might have been. Anyway, who are you, by the way? Again, I'm so sorry I didn't recognize you.
Oh, I'm Jane Parrish. I don't work with your husband, but I work for a great dentist's office.
Oh my God, Jane Parrish? You're Jane Parrish?
Yes. Are you all right?
All righty, miss. I've got the shoes for you here. They're on sale, too.
I'm sorry. I have to go.
Is that woman okay? She ran out of here faster than a guy who's forced to shop with his wife.
I don't know. Anyway, you were saying these things were on sale. I'll take them.
Great. I'll get them wrapped up for you.
Hi. Welcome to the Broken Shaker. What can I get for you ladies?
Well, we are three ladies who are finally having a night out with one another after many trials and tribulations in the past week. So can you get us a round of your best tequila?
Hell yeah, I can.
Are we really about to do shots?
Oh, Sarah, lighten up.
What Charlie said.
Okay.
Now, for every shot we drink, we've got to talk openly and honestly. Let the shot be a way of getting something out that we've all held back.
Well, 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, girl. What do you got?
Well, I love these red bottoms that I'm wearing, but I actually went out to buy shoes today for this outing. I went to Vamp and came so close to buying these cute sandals until I ran out of the store after bumping into Jane.
Whoa. FaceTime jerk off, Jane? You ran into her for the first time ever and didn't confront her? Why not?
How do you know I didn't confront her in the middle of that store?
Honey, you're a little more noble than that.
True. Besides, I practically froze. All I am is a big joke.
That's not fucking true. Take another shot. Besides, it's my turn.
All right, toss them back, ladies. And Charlie, go.
My boss fired me today. And as I went to exit his office, I tripped in my 7-inch heels. He caught me like we were in some bad rom-com. And then we had sex. He's huge, by the way. That's why I'm wearing flats tonight.
Oh my God. What has happened to us?
Oh, well, I've dipped in the lady pond before, but I don't think something like this would have happened with Barbara.
You haven't just dipped in the lady pond before. You've eaten crab cakes off a woman's ass.
What happened in Vegas needs to continue to stay there.
Anyway, do you even like Jack like that? I thought you despised that man.
I wouldn't even piss on him if he were on fire. But damn, the sex was really good.
Oh, the dilemma. Anyway, my turn.
Yes, it is. We take the shot in 3, 2, 1. Go, Nat.
Jameson called. We had a very honest discussion and, well, we're going to go on another date. One with no rules and no discussion of his professional life or my transition. Just me and him hanging out.
Good for you. Or, well, only good for you if that's what you really do want.
You practically told me that you're running away from all things Jameson after he offended you on your date.
I thought I was too. But then I thought to myself, am I getting in my own way? Am I single because I'm the one who never takes a chance? And am I continuing to let myself live in the past world of Cole and Barry Truman? Or am I going to finally start living my life?
Wow, that was deep.
Do you want another shot?
See, now that's not a difficult question to answer. I guess there's always room for one more. I'm so grateful for you two. You know what? This next shot is going to signify our bond, to our friendship, ladies, and to whatever may come our way next.